You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on breakfast here at 95 BFM, and on the line we've got Pat Hickley of a brand new band called Soft Bait, who just put out their first single yesterday called Big. Hey Pat, how are you?
Kia ora Rachel, I'm great, thanks.
It's nice to chat to you. It's very exciting to have a new band putting out new tunes. Plus, you also released a fantastic video to go with it. I think the first place to start is probably, who is Soft Bait? Who's in the band?
Yeah, so Soft Bait is obviously myself, Joshua on vocals and guitar, Cam, who's our drummer, and Ezra on bass. And we all kind of came together early 2020, and, you know, Josh and Cam were both sort of people I didn't know at the time, and had some ideas to, the, you know, put a band together, and had a friend kind of tee us all together.
That's awesome. It's nice when someone's like, hey, you guys have got the same vibe going on and you should probably just get together and make some cool art, which I think is a nice way. It's like speed dating for music.
Yeah, totally. Shout out to my friend Darian, who did that. She saw the kind of the vibes were all aligned.
That's awesome. So how would you describe the vibe of Soft Bait? Because the first single is quite a fantastically guitar-heavy, sarcastic, pretty kind of crack-up, but angry track is how I would sort of try
to
pitch
it. Yeah, definitely, there's a lot of energy to the band. There's a lot of melodic things. So I think Big itself is probably one of the more sort of loud tracks on the record we've been working on. But yeah, it's definitely those cues of kind of post-punk and a little bit gothic. And yeah, I think we're definitely, it's still quite fresh to us, you know. We have come together and worked on this album during a time where we couldn't play live shows. Mm. So the band sort of formed and the ideas and the sound has kind of been progressing in a way that's kind of unusual, in a way that we've just sort of forced ourselves to just get into that recording mindset.
So totally.
I definitely think it's still an evolving sound, and it's become something in the process, you know. We didn't really set out at the start to be a thing. It's sort of as we've all come together and we've all brought our own ideas to the table, it's really formed into what is Soft Bait.
That's a really interesting thing. I think a lot of people who had pre-established music projects before the pandemic have had to find new ways of creating art or connecting with their listeners or their audiences over the last couple of years. But starting a brand new band and not being able to do all those things that a brand new band does to cut their teeth, like play shows to your 8 mates, which then become 20 people, which then becomes maybe a bit more of a crowd, and like sort of feel out your material in that way, it's actually quite a hard thing. How did you guys bounce ideas around? Because if you don't have that sort of natural, oh, that song worked really well with an audience, that one didn't work so well. Who are you running those ideas past?
Yeah, so it's, again, really kind of interesting process for us. It's been, you know, equal parts exciting, equal parts kind of like nerve-wracking that we put all this time in and not, you know, seeing the benefits of playing it. But, you know, it started with a whole bunch of ideas I've had since I went overseas for 3 years, and prior to that had been playing in bands since I was 15. And so I had a whole bunch of kind of ideas kicking about, and it was kind of that period of time where we could still catch up and be together and jam, and so we had some physical, you know, times between us about the ideas and kind of pulling together these sort of thoughts I had, and Josh had a whole bunch of ideas lyrically. And so we knew we kind of had something there and it kind of happening, and then, but also, you know, we couldn't play shows, so we kind of just put a line in the sand, and we wanted it to kind of feel like we're still doing something as a band. So we kind of just booked in that time to record and just be like, all right, let's just do it, let's get it out, and let's make something of it.
So where have you been recording?
So we recorded with our friend Peter Riddell of Witch Chattel Soulfate just at his home studio. So he had a nice little place just underneath his house. And we went in July last year and we did 3 days and we live tracked the whole album. And then a week later, we went into a lockdown again. And so we had this period of like 6 months where we had the bones of the album there, all live tracked, which actually kind of gave us a bit of like reflection time, and it gave me and everyone else a bit of time to think about things we're going to add to it and overdubs. And so we kind of had this time to kind of, you know, sit on those ideas.
That's pretty cool in its own way, actually. I mean, like, I know we're always constantly looking for silver linings of what has been a pretty ruckus couple of years, but there have been some new, maybe, thought processes of, or ways of approaching music that we've all kind of had to think about. And it sounds like it's been cool for Softbait in a lot of ways, having some time to maybe percolate on what you've been working on.
Yeah, totally. I think we've just tried to find small wins and try make some kind of positives out of all of what's going on. And yeah, but you know, yeah, we're just so excited to play live, you know. It's getting to that point now where it's been over a year, almost 2 years of talking about it, so you know, we're really excited about these shows coming up, and you know, to have a song out now that we put out yesterday, it really feels like it's kind of solidifying it as a real thing.
You are going to be playing a show with Louisa Nicklin, which is going to be really awesome. Louisa is going to be playing new material as well, so it'll be an evening of newness. How are you feeling about performing live? Because it must be, I mean, as you've just said, something you're chomping at the bit to do, but maybe a wee bit nerve-wracking since you've put all this energy in.
Totally, totally. The fact, but also on the flip side, you know, these songs have been in our heads for, you know, a year or so now, so I feel like, you know, we're well and truly know those songs to death.
Yes.
But yeah, really excited to play the show with Louisa. Louisa actually has sung on two of the tracks that will be released on our album later on this year, which we were super excited to have her in the studio for. We also actually have on the Thursday, the 23rd of June, which was just announced yesterday, we're playing at the Sweet Treats Punk Night at Whammy. Which is a free show, so for anyone who's strapped for cash, you can come see us play for free, which will actually be our first show.
Awesome.
And actually announced this morning was we're going to be opening for Koizilla and Night Lunch when they come up and play at Whammy end of July. So
Fantastic. Exciting,
you know, three gigs in the lineup that we're all really excited to play.
Awesome, straight out the gate running. I think we should have a listen to the new song now, Pat. If people want to go find this, is it up on Bandcamp?
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp. You can find it on Spotify or Apple Music, and the music video obviously on YouTube, and yeah, just find us on the usual social channels.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Pat, for speaking with us about Softbait. This is the first single from you guys. It's called Big.
Thanks, Rachel. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.